What if the treasure you've been seeking your entire life has been right in front of you all along? Jeff Foster's The Wonder of Being offers a radical proposition. Everything you've ever wanted, peace, love, freedom, isn't waiting in some distant future. It's here now, disguised as this ordinary moment. While spiritual seekers often climb mountains or spend decades in meditation, Foster invites us to look at what's already present. As one reader put it, this book didn't change my life, it showed me I never needed changing in the first place. This isn't just another spiritual text, it's an invitation to discover the extraordinary hiding within the ordinary. We've all experienced moments when everything falls away, past, future, all striving dissolves into vast openness. These glimpses reveal what we truly are beneath our stories. Words like love, peace, or freedom fall short of describing this experience. The great joke is that enlightenment isn't a special state for the spiritually elite. It's our natural condition, always available. What we desperately seek has never been lost. The search itself, based on the belief that peace lies somewhere else, obscures the obvious. This present moment is all there is. Is breathing happening now? Are sounds appearing? Are thoughts coming and going? Perhaps you were already awake and were never actually asleep. What's happening is all there is. Notice how sounds, bodily feelings, and thoughts come and go effortlessly. Something watches silently as all these move through awareness. Is there really an inside and an outside, or is that just a concept? That bird singing, is it happening inside or outside of you? Everything arises within presence, awareness, consciousness. We can name it endlessly, but perhaps shouldn't name it at all. Drop the words and notice. You cannot separate yourself from what you're experiencing. What we're pointing to is utterly ordinary, nothing special, just life unfolding as it is. The spiritual ideas of future awakening are merely thoughts arising in ever-present aliveness. This is already awake, already enlightened. The light of awareness illuminates everything, allowing it all to be. Walking through the rain on a cold autumn evening, the search for something more suddenly fell away, along with all separation and loneliness. I was everything that arose: the darkening sky, the man walking his dog, the old lady in waterproofs, the birds, the trees. A great compassion pulsated through all living things, not sentimental, but life's very essence. This compassion stemmed from the realization that there is no separation. We are each other. That day, Jeff exploded into everything. He was just a story, simultaneously nothing and everything. I cried at this discovery that wasn't really a discovery. Nothing had been found because nothing had ever been lost. This clarity had always been there. I'd just been looking elsewhere. Whatever character we play arises from something infinitely larger. We are anchored in the present moment, in divine oneness, though our actions suggest otherwise. What we desperately seek is always right before us, not something to achieve, but something that already is. This wasn't Jeff's awakening. That's just another delusion. There's no such thing as an awakened person. It's the person that is seen through. The source is the unnameable mystery from which all arises, like the clear blue sky in which everything unfolds. We give it countless names, then mistake those names for reality, imprisoning ourselves between dualistic opposites that exist only in thought. When we see through the illusion of separation, mental noise subsides. We recognize we are not a person, gender, nationality, religion, or any identity. Before all these, you simply are consciousness, awareness, an open space in which the world arises. With this realization comes ease. Every moment becomes intrinsically meaningful without separation between self and other, bringing unconditional love. Pain and emotions still arise, but they happen for nobody, so they're no longer problems. From purest emptiness, the manifest world emerges. Thought is merely ripples on this infinite ocean of silence. The sacred stands before you now, in and as all things. The bird landing on that branch is the universe manifesting. The search for enlightenment is paradoxical. What is sought is identical to what is seeking. The kingdom of heaven surrounds us, yet people miss it by focusing on the future rather than this moment. The mind values questions as they ensure its survival. Questions maintain a questioner with past and future. If truly answered, both would disappear. I once believed I was enlightened while others weren't. Later, I thought everyone was enlightened, but some hadn't realized it. Then I saw that nobody could be enlightened. That would just be another belief. Even this understanding became another trap of circular thinking. In my despair, something finally gave way. All seeking has died. Not as my achievement, for there's nobody here to claim it. What remains? Breathing, heartbeats, sensations, a tuna salad. Before enlightenment, crunch tuna salad. After enlightenment, crunch tuna salad. In true love, there is no object of desire, as the beloved collapses into the lover. The subject merges with the object, leaving only love, radically alone, yet connected to all things. A subject and object can never truly be in love. They remain divided by an unbridgeable gap that no effort can end. Effort actually strengthens this illusory division. The way out requires death, not physical death, but death of the ego and everything that separates. Death of the idea of love itself, of the beloved, of the lover. Only then might one taste the sweet joy of radical aloneness that is true love. In this Garden of Eden called Earth, isolation cannot exist because all things are in all things. This non-duality message points to the seeker's destruction, a deadly message, for who wants to die? Yet in that death there is also life. The end of seeking begins the true adventure, a life without pretense, a love affair with everything. The secret is embracing life fully in its transience, to love fiercely even knowing everyone will die. To move through this beautiful, fragile world, meeting yourself in a thousand places. The eyes open, again the miracle. A world appears out of the void. The search is over. This present moment is the answer of all answers. There is still much to do. Shower, make breakfast, meet friends. Chop wood and carry water. Nothing to do, yet an entire world of riches waits to be discovered. Play in the appearance like a child in the kingdom of heaven. The only meaning exists right here, in this moment, not in some distant enlightenment or future salvation, but in the simple wonder of being. The extraordinary miracle is that anything exists at all, that you are here to experience it, and that you and it were never separate.